This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 76 of the Dread Indian Show, and AI is now being used to rob people. Wait, what? Okay, this is not a funny news, but it's kind of scary, so I just thought I'll alert you guys. I'll try to see what comedy I can extract out of this, which I will do at the end. So a mom got a call from kidnappers where she actually heard her daughter crying, only to realize it was all fake. So this happened in Arizona, and this mom received a call in April. So when she picked up the call, she could hear her daughter crying bitterly. And she said to her mom, "Mom, help me, help me. These bad men have kidnapped me." And then after that, some men's voice could be heard, and they kind of, you know, told her, "Put your head down." And then they spoke to the mom, and they told her that if you want to see your daughter safe, give us $1 million. So obviously the mom panicked, but luckily she kind of had a cool mind, and she tried calling her daughter. She didn't like go and just, you know, blindly give the 1 million. Firstly, who has 1 million? But yeah, obviously they must have targeted this lady specifically for that reason. Luckily, she had a cool mind to call her daughter, and then she realized that her daughter was actually with her friends at some ski trip or something. So that's great that her daughter picked up the phone, but had her daughter not picked up the phone, then what? Because I think I've heard this kind of a scam in India, where what they do is they call you up and they pretend to be from your service provider, and they say, "Hey, you know what, there's some maintenance happening, so please put your phone off for 10 minutes. And in that time, they call your family members and they say, "Hey, this guy's kidnapped and we want XYZ amount." And when your family members call you, phone switched off, panic, they say transfer this money via GPay or something. And people do that. People are stupid. So basically, going back to this this mother, what actually happened was these kidnappers had taken the girl's voice, and they had used some AI software to kind of create that part of her crying and saying, "Help me, help me, these bad men have kidnapped me." But that's so scary that these robbers are using AI to kind of play with the emotions of family members. And in that moment of panic, anyone would definitely believe that. Because when you hear anyone crying, you're like, and especially the person you really care about, like your daughter or your husband or your parents. So then what the hell do you actually believe now? And I was watching a video of a deep fake of Keanu Reeves and Tom Cruise. The Tom Cruise one I don't remember very clearly, but the Keanu Reeves one I just went and rechecked on YouTube right now. And you guys can also go and check. Just type Keanu Reeves deep fake, and that looks so real. There's a video of Keanu Reeves, forgetting to put the iron off, and he casually comes in. It's a company that makes deepfake videos, and I think it's called, that account on Instagram is called Keanu Unreal. Just go and check that out. But this guy looks so much like Keanu Reeves, and this has been done using the deepfake technology, which is an AI generated thing. I mean, tomorrow someone puts out a video of a big political figure saying some bad stuff about some minority, this can lead to riots. So how do we differentiate what is real and fake in today's fast consuming world, where people are just consuming any kind of content and news without even fact checking it? So, you know, I'd suggest that, you know, after you kind of, if you ever see such a news of a political guy talking shit, you know, just go on Google, check it out, and see if the leading news sources have also shared that, because, you know, they would not share some wrong thing. They would definitely check, because later they can be held accountable for that. So they will check it. Your aunties and uncles in the WhatsApp group will share any damn thing, so don't believe them. But I was just thinking, if I were to get a call that my sister is crying, and you know, she's saying, "I'm kidnapped and these guys are asking for 10 lakhs to save me," I'll be like, "Keep her, thank you." Okay, I'm just kidding. I'll obviously not say that. I'll try to call her, and I'll figure out how to get her out of there. I'll call deepfake Keanu Reeves to help me out. But yes, if kidnappers call saying your family members are kidnapped, and you hear their voice crying, please remember this story. Firstly, call their phone numbers. Then if their phone is switched off, sadly, then please go to the cops, because don't go by the movies where they say don't tell anything to the cops. Go to the cops, because you can't do anything. What guarantee that if you give the money, then, you know, so yeah, I mean, just play cool at that time. But definitely, you know, that such a thing can happen. People can kind of fake your family member's voice. So please, you know, just be a bit sure about this. Because like I said, how do you know if that is actually real? It's not like people cry in a typical way, right? So when you hear someone crying, you're like, oh, yeah, that's my brother. My brother, he cries like a sissy girl when he's kidnapped. Yeah, that's definitely my brother. No, people just cry. People are shit scared. They're shitting bricks. So honestly, if you don't want to get in such a, panicky situation, just tell all your family members to keep their phone charged at all times. And yes. I know that the deep fake sex tapes of celebrities will come out soon, or maybe they're already out and I don't know. But honestly, go check out the Keanu Reeves deep fake video on YouTube and then tell me, it's so real. So honestly, AI is just getting too good and we need to be ready for all of this. So as far as the sex tapes are concerned, you know, just start trusting your partner a lot now that AI is coming into our lives so much. But moving on from AI being used to rob people to someone who stupidly sent something to his junior employee and had to pay millions to get out of that. So Padma Lakshmi's ex was forced to pay millions to a junior staffer after sending her a sexual clip by mistake. So people who don't know, Padma Lakshmi is a top model and she appears on the show Top Chef and was also a controversial writer Salman Rushdie's ex. Anyways, his name is Adam Dell, and he was partner of the firm Goldman Sachs Bank. Sachs. I'll tell you why I'm clearing this right now. That's because one day while sending work-related videos to his junior staff member, this guy also ended up sending a sexual video by mistake. And then obviously, the lady sued him for over $30 million. And she won. Not exactly $30 million, but some million dollars. See, that's why I was saying right in the start, he worked at Goldman Sachs Bank and not sex. But what a shame. I mean, one silly mistake. See, when you work at such a top position, just pay attention to everything that you do. Or keep your sexual videos on another phone on which you have all your sexual partners. So then, even if you send any videos by mistake, no one will sue you. You'll just get a heart emoji in return. But, you know, this is not the first time that someone has done such a mistake. And I'm sure you guys also have done such mistakes where you've sent the wrong things to the wrong person. Have I done such a thing? Nothing that comes to my mind, but yes, what kind of happens with me is sometimes I'm thinking some particular joke about someone and I want to send that to a friend because I want him also to laugh. So I'm going to send that joke to another friend, but because I'm thinking of that person, I end up typing that same person's name and I send that joke to that person. So I send a joke to someone I'm actually making the joke about, and that person is like, what's this? And then I had to explain the joke to that person that you're called XYZ Frog because, you know. So yeah, please don't get overexcited when you're sending jokes. It's not like that joke is going to become less funnier. It will be very odd if you'll have to explain the joke to the person who you're making the joke on. So yeah. But like I said, this is not the first time that someone has made such a mistake of sending sexually explicit videos or pictures to the wrong person. In 2020... I'll tell you why I made these puke sounds. A granny accidentally sent nudes to her grandson. And then after that, she left a hilarious voicemail apologizing to her grandson. And obviously her grandson, because he's in his teens and TikTok is there, so everything has to be made into a content. So he made a video on TikTok and that has got like 700,000 views. And basically that audio of the grandmother apologizing, and oh my God, she's really apologizing. She's like, I'm so sorry. I was sending this video to XYZ guy and I sent it to you. And after I sent it to you, I felt so bad. And you can see the guy is just looking, in the mirror with a completely disgusted face. Please go and check out, go on Google and type, granny accidentally sends nudes to her grandson. So wait, I actually found the clip and I'll play the audio to you guys. So just listen to the grandmother be all embarrassed once again.
Raven, this is your grandmother. I apologize so much. I sent you pictures. I pushed your name by mistake. I meant to send it to my friend, Brian Allen. Please delete that picture from your group. Please, grandma, baby. Grandma, when I looked up at my thing and I seen that, I felt so bad. I was sending it to Brian Allen, but you know your grandmother don't.
So, yeah. please, unless you got like millions of dollars to kind of give to somebody after a lawsuit, or unless you are okay with your friends, grandchildren and relatives making fun of you on TikTok, please keep your adult content safe, else you will never be content. And with that, we come to the end of episode 76 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I know it's a short episode, but I didn't get much this week. But I hope you guys got a lot of happiness this week. And I hope you guys have a lot of happiness over the weekend and in the coming week as well. And as far as the movie suggestion goes, I was watching YouTube as always. And I love Conan O'Brien. I mean, not love him in a sexual way, but really funny guy, just like me, a bit taller and whiter, and has orange hair, as I call these people, the ginger guys. So very animated guy, and I love that side of him. So Conan was interviewing Jet Li, and I think the reason they shared his interview was because The Expendables is out, but I just went to check and he's not part of Expendables 4, but he has been part of the previous Expendables. He has been part of the previous Expendables. That's a tongue twister. So, but I mean, that's not one of his favorite movies. I mean, that's not one of his favorite performances that I would suggest you guys to go and watch, according to me. For me, there were two movies which really kind of, you know, like did it. So, I like science fiction. And there's this one movie called The One, in which Jet Li is like there in one universe, and there are multiple other Jet Lis in different universes. And when that evil Jet Li starts killing everybody, the remaining Jet Lis get the power distributed among them, and then eventually they become the one and the most powerful. And yeah, it's a really cool movie. And next one is, it's called Unleashed, and this is again, it's not a science fiction movie, but it's a movie where Jet Li is like crazy. His name in the movie is Danny the Dog, and basically he has been trained by a British guy, and the British guy is really menacing, and he has trained him in such a way that he tells Jet Li to go and attack, and Jet Li goes and fights with these people in fight clubs and in you know, cages and UFC, not UFC, but the underground fight scene that is in the UK. That's another cool movie. So The One and Unleashed, that's the two movies I would suggest you guys to watch over the weekend. Else you can just go and check out The Expendables. I don't know which one he's in. I think he's in part 3. If you have a lot of money, go and watch Expendables 4 in the theaters. But and if you don't have any money, just go and chill with your friends. You know, they're nice people. They'll take care of you. They'll make you laugh. They listen to your stupid jokes and laugh at them as well. So yeah, spend time with them and have a nice weekend and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EP Log Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.